America, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Ben Fuchs, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to well-being and vitality and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to start, you have come to the right place. We're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last quarter century of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, weight problems, skin diseases, among other issues that by the standards of medical treatment can only be called miraculous, but in the world of biology and in the world of the body are nothing more than standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem miraculous, this renewing system is really nothing more than the way the body works. Thanks so much for being here, folks. I'm joined today, as I am every day on The Bright Side, by my co-host and good friend, Douglas Winfrey. Hello, Douglas.
Good morning.
How you be on this beautiful, beautiful rainy Thursday morning? You know, sometimes people feel like when it's raining and gloomy outside, it's not pretty, but there's something steely beautiful about a rainy gray morning, don't you think, Douglas?
A certain degree, yeah. We had a lot of fog here as I was driving in, so.
All right, well, I want to continue talking about our fatty vitamins. We've been talking the past couple days about vitamin D, and there's a couple more things that I want to discuss. First of all, vitamin D is one of those fatty nutrients. It's one of the vitamins, along with EEK, E-A-K. We in the nutrition world call the fatty vitamins DEEK, vitamins D, E, A, and K. And like all fats, vitamin D and essential fatty acids as well, and vitamins E, A, and K require a good digestive system for absorption. That means the intestines, that means the gallbladder, that means the lymph, that means the pancreas, and that means the liver must all be operating effectively. If you have compromises in any one of these areas, your ability to absorb and utilize fatty vitamins, that's D, E, A, and K, as well as the essential fatty acids, is going to be impaired. If you suspect that you have any problems, or if you know you have any problems, you should be addressing fat absorption. This is a key component of healing and anti-aging. And it wouldn't hurt all of us, even if you don't think you have any fat absorption problems, it wouldn't hurt anybody to be taking fat absorption supplements, starting off with digestive enzymes, specifically something called pancreatin and lipase. Whenever you hear the ending of a word ACE, A-S-E, you want to think of enzymes, protease, amylase, lipase. Lipase is an enzyme that dissolves lipids or fats. Lipase is a generic term for an entire class of enzymes. Lipases are found in pancreatic enzymes, and that's what pancreatin is. It's a group of enzymes that is made in the pancreas. These fat-absorbing enzymes that you find in the pancreas can improve not just health, or not just fat absorption, but overall health. While they're obviously important for the digestion of fats, they also play an important role in the biochemistry of inflammation and the biochemistry of cell membranes. Taking digestive enzymes can be very beneficial for anti-aging, for healing, for overall wellness, independent of their more obvious digestive benefits. Same with bile salts. We've talked in the past about lecithin. Lecithin is a complex group of fatty chemicals with the B vitamin choline. You can get lecithin as a powder or as a liquid. The powder goes great in smoothies. The liquid is a little bit thick and has a stronger taste. You can get lecithin capsules that are made with the syrup. Eggs are a wonderful food source of lecithin. Soy is also a good food source of lecithin. Lecithin really just ups the nutritional value from all your fats. It ups the nutritional value from your fatty vitamins as well. So if you want to maximize the benefits that you're getting from taking vitamins D and E and A and K and essential fatty acids, it's a good idea to take them with lecithin. And while you're at it, it's probably a good idea to make sure you're getting enough of the B vitamin choline. Surprise, surprise, once again, eggs are a tremendous source of choline, the yolk, that is. Choline is a very fascinating nutrient, and it's one that you don't really hear a lot about. It's a B vitamin, and it's an important component of your cell membranes. Remember, the B vitamins are involved in helping deconstruct and construct different biochemicals, and that's really what chemistry is all about, the deconstruction and the construction of biochemicals or different chemicals. the construction and deconstruction of molecules. And that's where the B vitamins play their most important role. Choline, the B vitamin choline, is involved in the construction of important structures in cell chemistry like fats and cell membranes. They turn fats into something called phospholipids, and phospholipids make up all cell membranes, that mega-thin covering of all cells. The latest research on cell membranes is really fascinating, folks. Dr. Bruce Lipton, in his book, The Biology of Belief, talks about cell membranes as little computer chips, like transistors, and the electronic effects are dependent on the phospholipids. This electrical nature of phospholipids makes them especially important for the membrane, the cell membrane, and the most highly electrical part of the body, the brain. Choline is very important for brain health. Choline is actually used to make a brain chemical called acetylcholine. And acetylcholine, the brain chemical, is important for folks who are suffering from memory problems as they get older or from Alzheimer's disease. Taking choline is very, very important for brain health. Now, phospholipids are one of the most fundamental nutritional compounds in the body. They're not just important for cells, but they're important for brain cells. You see, the electrical nature of phospholipids makes them important for the neurons, the nerve cells in the central nervous system. They're important for all cells, but most importantly for brain cells. That's why they're important for improving memory function in older folks. Almost all brain formulas that you see on the marketplace are going to have some kind of phospholipid. Lecithin, that substance that helps you absorb fats and utilize fats, is largely phospholipid, so lecithin can also play an important role in improving memory function and brain health. Choline is an important key component, actually, of phospholipids, and eggs are a source of both. So that means eggs, in addition to all the other benefits that we talk about on this program, eggs are a great way to help memory problems and improve brain function in everybody, but especially older folks. And, of course, choline, when taken along with lecithin, can positively impact fat absorption and the absorption of vitamin D. If you have had gallbladder issues or if your gallbladder has been removed, taking in these fat absorption aids is absolutely critical. One of the most important supplements you can take for gallbladder health is something called betaine, B-E-T-A-I-N-E, betaine. Betaine is also serves as a protection against fatty liver disease, and we know that non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is a big problem these days. If you have any kind of liver issues, you want to think about incorporating these fat absorption supplements into your nutritional supplement protocol. Here's a good way to tell if you have problems with fat absorption. Take a triple dose of essential fatty acids, take 9 or even 12 of the ultimate EFAs, and see how you feel. If your digestive system is handling fats properly, you shouldn't feel nauseous, you shouldn't feel bloated, you shouldn't feel any cramping or discomfort. If you do feel uncomfortable, if you experience digestive discomfort after taking a large dose of essential fatty acids, try taking the same amount with digestive support supplements like lecithin and choline, betaine hydrochloride, digestive enzymes, pancreatin. Go get the ultimate enzymes from Youngevity and see if you notice an improvement. That's a functional way of determining whether or not you really need digestive help. If you take digestive enzymes, for example, and you don't experience digestive discomfort, where you did experience digestive discomfort without the digestive enzymes, chances are you got a problem. Now, if you don't notice any changes, that doesn't mean that you didn't need the digestive enzymes. Even people who have their basic health needs being met can up their game by taking in digestive supplements like the ultimate enzymes. But certainly, if you notice that taking a supplement, any supplement, makes you feel noticeably better, that's a supplement that you probably want to be taking. Also, keep in mind the digestive system has to be working at the intestinal level and at the lymph level. All fats and vitamin D2 are actually absorbed in the intestines, and if you have chronic food allergies or leaks, so-called leaky gut syndrome, and that's exactly what leaky gut syndrome is when you have leaks in the intestine, you're going to have a fat absorption problem as well. Make sure you get yourself on probiotics and the amino acid glutamine. Take a teaspoon a day if you have any intestinal issues. That can go a long way towards improving fat absorption and leaky gut syndrome. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our phone number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want to get on board and learn more about any kind of nutritional supplement or get off your prescription drugs, we're here to help you out. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey, and we're here every day on the Genesis Communication Network and the CBS Radio Network and on affiliates around the country. If you want to talk to us, our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you like what you hear, tell your friends, and if you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend, you can call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima and Rachel at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. We'll continue talking about vitamin D tomorrow and fat absorption. I want to cover a couple of interesting stories here that Douglas sent me. Let's see. Let's talk about this should we talk about first? Let's talk about the energy one, Doug. That's, that looks
yeah,
really
I like that one.
To me.
Some of these I felt a little odd, like the one about pulling your hair. I feel kind of left out on that one.
Pulling your hair for energy? Well, tell the folks about this. Let's read the seven.
Yeah, it's
seven.
A Fox News story here, headline, seven instant energy boosters. They say take a whiff of citrus, smells of oranges and lemons and grapefruits have been shown to energize.
That's a good one, the idea that you can smell things and get a certain and take advantage of the olfactory sense. Yesterday we were talking to a caller about loss of smell, and it turns out that the olfactory sense, the sense of smell, whoa, that was bad. The sense of smell is your body's oldest sense, and there are links to emotional well-being and smell. We all know that we're disgusted by certain smells, but I don't think people take advantage of essential oils enough. I know we don't even talk about the essential oils on this program.
Not very much. I use the essential oils on a semi-regular basis, like the eucalyptus oil. I like to rub a little of that like on my mustache under my nose. It helps clear my sinuses. You know, just it's
what do you use for energy? Do you use, do you ever use anything for energy? Any essential oils?
Haven't really yet, but reading this article and seeing that, you know, the whiffs of these different types of smells, because there is, through ancient legacy and longevity, there is, like, lemon oil available, which I do use that. I put that in my laundry. It helps kill germs and things.
Don't forget the peppermint oil. Peppermint oil
peppermint
is great for energizing.
Very good, yeah.
Yeah, I've been using peppermint oil as an energizing tool for a long time. You know what you could do is you can take peppermint oil, essential oil peppermint, and mix a little bit of chlorophyll. You can get chlorophyll drops or chlorophyll liquid at the health food store, and chlorophyll plus peppermint makes a great breath freshener.
Really? Chlorophyll. Well, some of the over-the-counter stuff you could buy, I think, has chlorophyll in it, doesn't it?
Chlorophyll is an amazing, amazing molecular substance. You know, chlorophyll, everybody's talking about anti-radiation things because of the tragedy over in Japan. Chlorophyll is actually a great detoxification tool, not just for radioactivity or radiation, but for all things, all heavy metals. It's kind of sticky, and taking chlorophyll as drops or taking chlorophyll as capsules or pills is a great way to detoxify. And, of course, that's one of the reasons why your green leafy vegetables are so important, because they're high in chlorophyll. Anytime you see chlorophyll or anytime you see green in a plant, that's the chlorophyll, and what's giving the chlorophyll the green color is the mineral magnesium. So green is chlorophyll, green is magnesium, and green is good stuff. Try and get as many greens as you can. Let's talk about a couple more of these energy boosters. I'm intrigued by the last one, exercise or stretching, because we talk about that occasionally in the program. You know, when you exercise, you don't have to really stress yourself to get the benefits of exercise. Even a simple stretching tells the brain that it's time to go and it's time to move. First thing in the morning, what do kids do or what do animals do when they wake up?
Yeah, I've always noticed that with animals. They always, you know, they've been laying asleep, and the first thing they do before they go run and chase the ball or anything is they stretch out, which is we can take a note from them.
That's exactly right. And kids do the same thing. They kind of stretch their bodies out. Try first thing in the morning, giving yourself a good stretch, either just stretching while you're laying in bed or standing up and touching your toes. There are neurological signals that go to the brain when you stretch that say, hey, the day is starting. It's time to get moving. And it's especially important to stretch before you work out. If you're starting an exercise program like a weight training program or any kind of exercise program, please, please make sure you stretch before you start your program. If you're one of those weekend warriors and you're on a softball team or you're doing some kind of athletic hobby and you're just doing it on weekends, one of the biggest problems is when you don't stretch and you start to get yourself into a workout, that's where you start to pull muscles and cause injury. So stretching is a great way not just to energize but also to prepare yourself for the day or to prepare yourself for any kind of exercise regimen that you may be doing. All right, that's enough of the seven energizing strategies here. Let's talk about this study that I got. Asthma and sunshine. It turns out that kids who are exposed to the sun find relief from asthma. And, of course, this is probably the vitamin D connection. One of the most important things about vitamin D, there's so many benefits to supplementing with vitamin D or getting yourself out in the sun or taking fish oil or making sure that you're getting vitamin D-containing foods like eggs. One of the most important benefits is the benefits to the immune system. That's why there are literally dozens of different cancers that are relieved or at least deficiencies in vitamin D are associated with. One of vitamin D's most important roles in the body is to stimulate the immune system. And by the way, another important role for vitamin D is to help control how fast cells grow. And that's why another reason why vitamin D is important for cancer, and that's also why vitamin D is such an effective treatment for psoriasis. Psoriasis being a skin disease that's caused by cells dividing too rapidly, you can actually get prescription drug versions of vitamin D to help relieve psoriasis. In fact, if you do get a prescription for psoriasis, try to stay away from those steroid creams that they give you, the drugs that suppress the immune system, and ask your physician if you're going to use a prescription product for a vitamin D cream. The brand name of vitamin D cream is Dovanex. You can also, of course, self-medicate with over-the-counter vitamin D, and everybody who has psoriasis knows that their psoriasis goes away when they're out in the sun. Yet another one of these vitamin D connections. All right, so that's my story, Douglas. Let's see, we got another one here that I want to cover. Did you get the one about tomatoes and cardiovascular health?
Yeah, we were looking at that yesterday about the lycopene.
That's right. It turns out that tomatoes are really effective for the heart, and that's because of the antioxidants in tomatoes, the lycopene and the lutein. Now, there is something that you want to do to your tomatoes first, and that is cook them, or at least heat them. And it's not all that typical that you want to heat a vegetable or cook a vegetable in order to get the benefits. One of the few times where heating a vegetable to improve its health benefits is important is with tomatoes. And it turns out that canned tomatoes actually have more powerful healing effects on things like prostate health and heart health than regular raw tomatoes. Did you ever hear the story, Doug, about how tomatoes used to be considered a poison until some guy stood on the steps of the New Jersey courthouse and ate a tomato in public? I guess the press was involved and they made a big deal out of it. And that was how tomatoes went from being considered a poison to being considered an important vegetable and, of course, an important health tool as well. And actually, now that I think about it, tomatoes aren't even vegetables. Tomatoes are considered fruits. Do you know the difference between a fruit and a vegetable?
No.
Technically, a fruit is something that has seeds. And that means cucumbers are fruits, and that means tomatoes are fruits, and that means a lot of things that we consider vegetables are, from a botanical standpoint, actually fruits. Another important difference between fruits and vegetables is fruits tend to have peels and vegetables don't. And that means that the good stuff in a fruit is going to be in the peels. And that's really important because we hear so much about making sure that we get enough fruits and vegetables. And I don't really talk too much about fruits. I always talk about vegetables. But if you are going to be doing fruits and you're going to be eating a lot of fruits, it's best that you stick to fruits that have a high peel to pulp proportion or peel to pulp ratio. That is a lot more peel than there is pulp because the peel is where the medicine is. The peel is where the fruit is protected from the environment and the sun, and these protective molecules, these protective chemicals, are also protective and helpful for us as well. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We're going to take a break and come back with your phone calls at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back after this.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back at the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here and Doug Winfrey. And you and your phone calls at 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, get to my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link, and somebody will be getting back to you with information about longevity as well as the products. You can also call Phyllis and Andy and Nasima and Rachel at 866-735-2470. Ask them for the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's my favorite longevity product. It's a multiple vitamin that tastes great. It's a liquid that you drink. It's powder that you put into water and drink as a liquid. And it's always a good idea to try to drink up your nutrients. It makes it easier on the digestive system, and anything we do that reduces the load on the digestive system is good stuff, especially for increasing longevity and well-being. You know, we could talk about vitamin D. We could do a vitamin D story every day on this program, and we probably would not run out of vitamin D stories. Here's another one. Multiple sclerosis, MS, and vitamin D. Low vitamin D levels in persons with multiple sclerosis. People who have MS are traditionally deficient in a lot of different nutritional substances, but especially in vitamin D. Also, essential fatty acids are very important for all neural disorders, so you want to think about that too. And then, let's see, there's another story on vitamin D and low bone density that hopefully we'll get to here in a little bit. But first, let's take our first phone call. Erica in Oklahoma wants to talk about Zoloft. Hello, Erica.
Hi.
How's it going?
I love your show. I've called in before.
Thank you.
And I wanted to ask you about Zoloft. My sister, my 9-year-old sister, lives at home with mom and everything.
She's not on Zoloft. Don't tell
what?
Me.
She's not on Zoloft.
Good.
No, yet. Because they were considering putting her on Zoloft. My mom is not really all for that or anything.
No, she should not. Not only should she not be all for it, she should be putting that. She should be calling the police on that doctor that wants to do it. Because that's strictly child abuse. That's terrible. They want to put a 9-year-old on a powerful antidepressant.
She's, you know, for anxiety, for controlling her temper or something.
She's easily
distracted. I don't really know what the doctor suggested.
I don't know what the doctor's thinking. But here's some ideas for you. First of all, I don't know if you've heard me talk about fructose malabsorption syndrome. Now, fructose is a fruit sugar that most people get way too much of, especially if they're drinking soda pop because of that high fructose corn syrup that the soda pop manufacturers use. So most people in general get too much fructose, but a lot of kids are getting too much fructose. So if you do get a lot of fructose and you suffer from problems absorbing it, which 1 out of 3 Americans do, then you're going to have a problem with brain chemicals. And one of the most important brain chemicals you're going to have a problem with is something called tryptophan. Now, tryptophan, as many of you know, is an amino acid, but it has a special relevance to brain health. When tryptophan levels are low, the brain can't make important, happy, well-being neurotransmitter, and that is something called serotonin. And that's why they want to put her on Zoloft. That's why anybody goes on Zoloft or these Prozac-like drugs. All of these drugs are a relatively new class of antidepressants over the last 25 years or so. I think they came out in the late 80s, called serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SRIs. Some people call them SSRIs. And the bottom line to these drugs is they keep serotonin available in the brain for people who have a problem making serotonin. Well, if you're eating a lot of fructose, you're going to have a problem making serotonin. So the first thing you want to do, and the first thing I would do if I were you, ma'am, is I would see if this kid is drinking a lot of soda pop or getting high fructose corn syrup or fructose from other sources. If that's the case, you want to get her off anything that contains high fructose corn syrup or anything that contains fructose. And folks, please do not fall for those commercials where they make it seem like fructose is just as bad as any or just as good as any other sugar. Fructose has specific problems for the body to process above and beyond regular sugar. Now, regular sugar still has fructose in it, but high fructose corn syrup obviously has more fructose in it. So you want to make sure that she's staying away from the fructose. That's the first thing. Secondly, there's a really cool supplement for the brain and for anxiety that everybody needs to know about. It's called 5-HTP. And this 5-HTP is very similar to tryptophan, and the brain can use it and turn it into tryptophan and turn it into serotonin so that you don't have to interface with these nasty medical serotonin reuptake inhibitors. So getting her off the fructose, number one, getting her on the 5-HTP, number two, is the first thing that I would do. Secondly, we talked about choline and the health of the brain earlier in the program, but all the B vitamins, including choline, are very important for brain health. Get her on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Not only is the Beyond Tangy Tangerine a good source of B vitamins, but it tastes great without fructose. There is a little bit of fructose in it, but it tastes great without having to take in a lot of fructose. So you may want to consider the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Also, for brain health, for all brain issues, essential fatty acids are key. And if you have a problem getting the kid off of sugar, off of fructose, you may want to consider upping her protein. It's always a good idea to increase your protein levels when you're thinking about reducing your sugar load. So you got essential fatty acids, you got your B vitamins, eliminating the fructose, upping the protein, and making sure she's getting some of that 5-HTP supplement. And there's a lot more that you can do, but that's a great place for you to start, okay?
Thank you.
Is Erica there? Thank you, Erica. Thanks for calling. All right. 866-582-9933 is our number, 866-582-9933. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine, folks, has a tiny little bit of fructose, but I don't want people to be put off too much on that because of all the vitamins that you get on there. It would be a shame to throw out the baby with the bathwater, so to speak, and deprive yourself of some of these awesome nutrients because of the little fructose in there. And there is definitely a little bit of fructose, and I want to make everybody aware of that. What you want to stay away from is the high fructose corn syrup. That's the stuff that's got 55% of its sugar as fructose. You know, there's fructose in regular sugar, too, but fructose in regular sugar is not in the same high concentration as high fructose corn syrup. Regular sugar is called sucrose, table sugar sucrose, and it's made up of a combination of two sugars, one being fructose and the other being glucose. High fructose corn syrup is the same combination, but it's just got more fructose, and that's the problem. Fructose is primarily broken down and metabolized in the liver, and that's what makes it so problematic, because when it's processed in the liver and in high concentrations, when the liver is doing a lot of work to process fructose, that's where you start to run into your problems with fatty liver. And non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is a real serious problem. It's the latest new disease. If you're concerned about any kind of liver issues, you want to really concentrate on, number one, reducing the fructose load in your diet, and number two, making sure you get on these fat absorption supplements, the beta-HCL, the choline, the lecithin, digestive enzymes that contain lipase. Digestive enzymes are so neat because they have all of these multiple benefits. Of course, for digestion, they're very important, but they're also important for helping the body process fats, and they're also very important for helping with swelling issues. We talked yesterday how if you are going in for surgery, it's a good idea to get on digestive enzymes for a couple weeks before your surgery and continue taking them after your surgery. You'll notice that the swelling is much less pronounced and you'll be healing much faster. Also, by the way, vitamin K, which is a fatty vitamin that we'll be talking about in the coming days, vitamin K is very helpful for reducing the bruising that is associated with surgery or with any kind of wounding, any kind of cuts or any kind of bruises. Vitamin K taken to the tune of about 100 to 200 micrograms a day can have some dramatic effects on reducing bruising. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number is 866-582-9933. We'll be back right after this timeout. Don't go away. Hi, everyone. I'm pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Before we went to break, Douglas, we were talking about things that you could do before surgery. And I said you can take digestive enzymes before surgery and you will get a dramatic reduction in post-surgical inflammation. And the same is true about vitamin K. Not only can you take vitamin K orally, 100 to 200 micrograms a day of vitamin K, and I like the vitamin K2 better than the regular vitamin K, if you take 100 to 200 micrograms of K2, you'll notice before surgery that you'll notice that you're not bruising as much. And you know what? You can take vitamin K, high doses of vitamin K, not really high doses, but certainly higher than the RDA doses, 100 to 200 micrograms of vitamin K, if you fall and you have bruising. And also, if you're bruising regularly, that may be due to a vitamin K deficiency. Now, vitamin K is one of those fatty vitamins. So number one, deficiencies will occur if you're not intaking vitamin K, but even if you're getting your green leafy vegetables and you're supplementing with vitamin K, you may not be absorbing vitamin K because of its fatty nature. And if you have any lymph problems or liver problems, then of course you're not going to be able to absorb your fats and fatty vitamins like vitamin K. This is especially true with older folks. So you notice how sometimes grandma or grandpa are bruising all the time, and you know, they don't have to be really old to be bruising a lot. Chances are you're running into some nutritional deficiencies. You want to treat bruising, easy bruising. If you just bump yourself against a wall and you get a bruise, you want to treat that as a health condition. And it can be a serious health condition. One of the things that can cause that is vitamin K deficiencies. Vitamin K is a blood clotter. Sometimes docs will tell you not to take vitamin K when you're on blood thinners. Now, I think that's absolutely ridiculous. You know how physicians will tell you not to take certain things when you're on drugs or not to take certain nutritional supplements when you have surgery? You know, the obvious question is, Doug, what? Why aren't they using these nutritional supplements
and
medicines?
Yeah, that's the question I've always had.
Right?
Is before surgery, they always tell you don't take any supplements like vitamin E that thins your blood. Well, if it does such a good job of thinning your blood, when they feel like you do need your blood thinned, why would they put you on something like Coumadin, which then does promote all kinds of bruising, and you could get gastric bleeding and all kinds of other side effects with vitamin E, a natural thing? Oh, that's right. You can't patent it.
Right. So you find that the medical world will tell you, oh, these nutritional supplements, there's no proof, blah, blah, blah. They don't work. Don't waste your money. Expensive urine and all the things that you hear from the medical world about nutritional supplements. But then you hear, well, these things are so powerful, you shouldn't be taking them with your drugs, or you shouldn't be taking them when you're in surgery. You know, the first thing they do when you go into the hospital is take you off your nutritional supplements. So if you are on Coumadin, or you're on warfarin, or you're on one of the more toxic blood thinning drugs, and the blood to thin the blood requires a certain amount of toxing the body out. The body's blood clotting mechanisms are very serious business, and in order to knock them out, you got to have some powerful drugs. If you are on a blood thinner like Coumadin, the generic name for Coumadin is warfarin. If you're on Coumadin, warfarin, and the doctor tells you not to take vitamin K, that's a doctor that doesn't know anything about vitamin K, because vitamin K is important not just for the blood system, for blood clotting, but vitamin K is also important for bone health, and vitamin K is very, very important for calcium metabolism in general. So if your doc says to you, well, we don't want you to mess up your Coumadin or warfarin, so you shouldn't take your vitamin K, you might want to suggest to your doctor that you will take your vitamin K, and if he wants the Coumadin or warfarin to work, maybe he should change the dose on the Coumadin or warfarin so that it works better. Or even under ideal conditions, maybe you want to try a non-pharmaceutical version of a blood thinner. Vitamin E, of course, is known as a blood thinner. Omega-3 fatty acids are blood thinners, and earlier in the week we were talking about using digestive enzymes as blood thinner, taking in proteases, that is protein dissolving enzymes. One of the most important of the proteases, the protein dissolving enzymes, is something called trypsin, T-R-Y-P-S-I-N. You can actually get trypsin as a single supplement, as a single enzyme supplement, and it's great for helping thin the blood. Trypsin's actually been used to treat cancer, and trypsin levels can be low if you're eating a lot of soy products. One of the things about soy, one of the negative effects of soy on the body, there's quite a few actually, but one of the negative effects of soy on the body is soy acts as a trypsin inhibitor. It acts to inhibit the enzyme trypsin, which is a pancreatic enzyme that is important for helping the body utilize proteins. Digestive enzymes are very, very important, and anything that you take that inhibits digestive enzymes is something that you want to take with great caution. And as I say, taking in digestive enzymes can be a great way to help thin the blood in a natural fashion. Of course, we need protease digestive enzymes, the enzymes that digest protein, like trypsin and bromelain, which is pineapple enzyme that can help digest protein too. We use digestive enzymes, by the way, like trypsin and bromelain and papain, which is another digestive enzyme that dissolves protein. We use them in skincare products, and you can actually put digestive enzymes in a skincare cream or a skincare lotion and put it on your face and let it sit there for a little bit, and it'll act as a mini skin peel. Aestheticians, skincare professionals, have known for years that they could use pineapple or they can use papaya. You can also take in pineapple and papaya orally. Use fresh pineapple or fresh papaya before surgery, and the digestive enzymes from the papain, from the papaya, and from the pineapple will also help reduce inflammation post-surgery. You can also do it if you're having a skin procedure done at an esthetician or at a salon. If you're going to have a skin peel done, you can actually accelerate the healing from that skin peel by using oral digestive enzymes, oral proteases like papain and bromelain, or just eating lots of pineapple or eating lots of papaya. Papaya is a really interesting fruit. Not only is it a great source of digestive enzymes, it could be used, you can use it as a dessert or as a kind of side dish if you're eating meat. It can help you digest the meat. But papaya also is a great source of vitamin C. In fact, it's one of nature's richest sources of vitamin C. A lot of folks know about using oranges for vitamin C. I don't know how that got to be linked together, because oranges are really not a great source of vitamin C. There is some vitamin C in oranges, but they're certainly not one of the higher sources of vitamin C. That's some good marketing, Douglas. You know, whenever anybody thinks of vitamin C, oranges, they think of vitamin C, right?
It could be maybe that oranges are one of those type of fruits that they can pick somewhat green, and that it travels well, and it, you know, you find it all over the country regardless of where it's grown, whereas papaya is something that's really only
right.
come into being in recent years. You know,
well,
what I find interesting is I was using a product for a number of years as a meat tenderizer, and later all it is dried papaya.
Isn't that interesting? And we used to use meat tenderizer as a cure for jellyfish stings. When I was growing up, I grew up by the beach, and when you get stung by a jellyfish, the first thing they tell you to do is sprinkle meat tenderizer on the sting. You know why? The papain actually deactivates the venom, which is a poison, which is a protein. It breaks up the protein venom. So you can use papaya for that too. But Douglas, you know what the best source of vitamin C is?
Jalapenos.
That's exactly right. Chili peppers. And you can travel with those real easily. Chili peppers. Even though I don't really like chili peppers. I'm not a big fan of chili peppers, but they are nature's richest source of vitamin C. Papaya is a good source of vitamin C. Cantaloupe is a good source of vitamin C. Bell peppers are a good source of vitamin C. Even sprouts are a good source of vitamin C. Wheat sprouts and alfalfa sprouts. And oranges are an okay source of vitamin C. And grapefruit and citrus fruits. But they're certainly not nature's richest source of ascorbic acid, that very important vitamin. We don't really even talk a lot about vitamin C on this program. Maybe we'll cover that. We'll cover that in the coming days anyway. All right, that's it for The Bright Side. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks to our callers. Thanks to everybody at the Genesis Communication Network that helps us put this program on. Thanks to everybody at Youngevity. Remember, folks, if you want to get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here every day to help you do that. If you want to get off your prescription drugs, I highly encourage you to do that. And we can help you do that as well. You can always send me an email, ben@ksco.com. Please include your phone number if you send me an email. It's a lot easier for me to get back in touch with you by telephone than it is to try to return all of these emails. And I do get quite a bit. So if I haven't gotten back to you, I try to get back to everybody. So hang tight. If you sent me an email in the last few weeks and I haven't answered yet, I will be getting back to everybody who sends me an email. All right, that's it. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, I encourage you to call Phyllis and Andy and Nasima and Rachel at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. You can also get on my website, brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. There's a little link that you can click on the upper left-hand corner of the page that says Join Now. You click on that, somebody will get back to you with information about the Youngevity business as well as about the Youngevity products. You can also check out my blog, which is pharmacistben.com, pharmacistben.com. Till tomorrow, I'm Pharmacist Ben for Doug Winfrey and all the folks at Youngevity and the Genesis Communication Network. Remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Bye for now.
Never happened in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified items and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.